45 years ago, Newton Minow, the then newly appointed Federal Communications Commission chairman, stepped to a lectern and delivered a speech to the National Association of Broadcasters and challenged them to sit uninterrupted for a whole day in front of their television sets and just watch.
I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland. You will see a procession of game shows, formula comedies about totally unbelievable families, blood and thunder, mayhem, violence, sadism, murder, Western bad men, Western good men, private eyes, gangsters, more violence and cartoons, and endlessly commercials, many screaming, cajoling, and offending, and most of all, boredom. True, you'll see a few things you will enjoy, but they will be very, very few. And if you think I exaggerate, I only ask you to try it. Is there one person in this room who claims that broadcasting can't do better?
Commissioner Minow was sure that they could, and as his challenge to industry leaders indicated, he became the first chair of the FCC to really question the content of television programming and to urge significant changes. Tonight, Newton Minow receives the 2006 Lifetime Achievement Award from Common Sense Media at the Kennedy Center, and he joins us here in Studio 3A. Sir, welcome to the program.
Neil, thank you for inviting me.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
It's interesting that what you referred to as a vast wasteland, other people now refer to as the golden age of television. And the interesting thing is they're probably both right.
They are both right because television today, 45 years later, is very, very different. We have many, many more choices. The principal thing I tried to do, I felt was the government's role, was to provide a wider choice. We had very little in the way of public radio. Very little in the way of public television. We had no cable. We had no satellites. And so we opened all those doors, and that has provided a much wider range of choice for the public today.
I understand one of the first questions you got when you became FCC commissioner was, do you know what a communication satellite is?
That's true. And several years later, I went with President Kennedy to visit the various space stations. And then the president was surprised I was on the trip. He said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Mr. President, I'm here because we're in charge of the communications satellite program, and that's more important than sending a man into space." President Kennedy looked at me and he said, "Why do you think that?" I said, "Communications satellites will send ideas into space, and ideas live longer than people."
Hmm.
And looking back at it years later, I think I was right.
Well, we now have those satellites that distribute all kinds of programming. Cable television distributes all kinds of programming as well.
We can see things all over the world as they happen. None of us, I must say, at that time envisioned all the possibilities that have actually happened.
Mm-hmm. But as you look at television today, what do you think? Has the promise been fulfilled?
The answer is yes and no. The answer is that we did achieve a much wider choice. At the same time, we achieved a decrease in broadcast standards. We now have more violence. For kids, I think they see 547 murders on television before mm-hmm. they're 10 years old.
Yeah, it's interesting in that speech you mentioned Western bad guys. We've now progressed. We have Eastern bad guys, Tony Soprano.
On the other hand, we have what I think, and of course I think it's the basic American value, we've provided greater choice and greater freedom.
And the marketplace seems to be making decisions about what succeeds and what fails.
Well, one of the best things that's happened from my perspective is the growth in both public television and public radio, a non-commercial service which really didn't exist in any major sense at all at that time.
Until the Public Communications Act of 1968.
That's right. And even when I was in the government in 1962, we persuaded Congress to pass the first law that put any federal funds into public broadcasting.
We're speaking with one-time Federal Communications Commissioner Newton Minow. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. How did you become Federal Communications Commissioner head at the age of 36?
It really happened exactly 50 years ago this month. I was a young assistant to Adlai Stevenson in his presidential campaign in 56.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate on the campaign trail was Robert Kennedy.
Oh, we've heard of him.
And he and I were put together as roommates because we were the same age. And we got on the campaign trail to Springfield, Illinois. And Bob said to me, "You and I have heard this same speech 254 times. Let's play hooky. Do you know where Abraham Lincoln's house is?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I do. I had been an assistant to Governor Stevenson while he was governor."
You're from the state of Illinois.
Right. And we, it was only a 3-block walk. We walked over and saw Lincoln's house. And on the way back, we were talking about our children. And Bob Kennedy said something I never forgot. He said, "When I was a child, there were 3 great influences on a child, the home, the school, and the church." He said, "Now I see a 4th, and it's television." Television was new. And that set us on a friendship, and Bob knew how deeply interested I was in television, and he introduced me to his brother, and when his brother was elected, I was asked to become the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission.
The Vast Wasteland speech has become so immortal, better known than your name, I suspect, but I know your children have decided to immortalize you with it.
They've picked out the epitaph on my tombstone, "On to a Vaster Wasteland."
And that's not simply on your big screen TV.
No.
A namesake of yours is up for sale. For about $89,400, you can buy the SS Minnow, which, of course, is the boat famous for going aground on an uncharted tropic isle, setting the stage for the 1960s television classic Gilligan's Island. Apparently, that was named after you.
It was. The creator of that program, name was Sherwood Schwartz. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He died. But he and I, he didn't like that speech at all, and he decided he would get even with me by naming the boat the SS Minnow. Later, we had a wonderful correspondence together, and I'm very honored that the boat bears my name. It's spelled a little differently,
mm-hmm.
but it was there.
And are you going to bid on it?
if it was a little less money, I'd be interested, but I think it's going beyond my means.
Mm-hmm. One final question. As you look at FCC policies today, and we have a newly active FCC, new legislation on dirty words on television and radio, what do you see happening here?
I'm very reluctant to see the government get deeply involved because of the First Amendment in saying this word can be on and that word can't be on. I don't like the government in that business. What I would like to see, and I proposed this when I was in the government, the broadcasters have their own code of standards. It's a pretty good one. I would like to see the broadcasters enforce their standards, and if they fail to do that, then I think there ought to be an appeal to the government. But the current getting into this word or that word, I understand there's a program, there's an argument about 9/11 that's going to be on shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And the network involved is going to go ahead, and they've got some words in there that they think might be offensive. I don't like the government making those judgments.
And they make them retroactively. A lot of broadcasters complain, "Look, we don't know what the rules are."
I think that there are some legitimate questions the broadcasters are raising.
Mm-hmm. As you look at what you did all those years ago in that famous speech, you were exhorting the broadcast industry to do better. You weren't regulating them to do better.
I was exhorting them, and I was telling them that this technology, this new technology of television, and of course the existing technology of radio, were the most important gifts that our government could bestow on anybody. To get a broadcast license was an enormous gift, and with that went a great responsibility to serve the public interest. The two words I wish were remembered were not vast wasteland. The two words I cared about were public interest.
Newton Minnow, thanks very much for being with us. And again, congratulations on the Lifetime Achievement Award you're receiving later today.
Thanks, Neil. I enjoyed it.
Newton Minnow, former chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. As we mentioned tonight, he'll accept a 2006 Lifetime Achievement Award from Common Sense Media at the Kennedy Center. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.